Farming presents unique challenges for women. As wives of farmers, they often balance full-time jobs off the farm while raising a family. Living in sparsely populated areas means many farm women are left trying to cope with the stress alone. Today on County Lines, producer Renee Wild introduces us to Annie's Project, intended to build a community among rural women in Ohio.
Monica Wood lives in Clinton County. Today, she's in the barn with her husband, training calves for the show ring.
These calves are young, and so they're just now at the age where they should be getting on a halter regularly.
How much do they weigh at this point?
Probably about 300 pounds, I'd guess. So they're enough to get a good workout in the evening. I'm not having to pay for a gym membership. And it's, again, relaxing just to come and hang out, handle the calves, be in the barn, listen to the barn swallows, watch the sunset and the corn grow. It's pretty good.
Monica is also a full-time nurse.
I do wear a lot of hats. You know, mom, I also help with whatever needs to be done. So that could be like over the weekend we did baling. We baled some hay and some straw. Today we're breaking calves here, mowing the yard, menagerie of things.
Last year, Monica participated in Annie's Project. It's named for Annette Fleck, who grew up in a small town in northern Illinois. Annie spent her lifetime learning how to be an involved business partner with her farm husband. It wasn't always easy, and Annie wanted to share her struggles so that other women could learn from them.
The basis of the Annie's program is really a women in ag empowerment.
Tony Nye is the OSU Extension agent for Clinton County. He coordinates the Annie's Project workshops for this part of southwestern Ohio.
You want to set the stage that they understand the good, the bad, and the ugly that comes with farming. It is a business more so than it is a way of life anymore, but it's still a way of life.
It pertains to my lifestyle, and so I went in with a couple of my friends, and we did it kind of as a girls' night out in some respects, but also for us to gain knowledge and things that we could take back to each of our home farms to help us grow. So,
the workshops are offered sporadically through individual county extension agencies. So when a class crops up, like the one Monica attended last year in Wilmington, it draws women from all over the area. I met Brooke Stingley at the Clinton County Fair, where her kids were showing their 4-H projects. Like Monica, Brooke works as a nurse at the local hospital and on the farm.
I help with the record keeping and the books, payroll, a little bit of the grain marketing. That's something that I'm still learning. I run after parts. I try to get everybody fed. We also have about 20 head of beef cattle that we raise for freezer beef. So that's a big responsibility that typically falls on my shoulders. Sometimes it's a struggle and it's frightening because farming is an everyday gamble. Every day that we go to work, it's a lottery. I guess my main goal going to the program was just thinking about down the road, if I would ever be in a situation where I would have to manage the farm and continue to raise our kids by myself, that, you know, God forbid we were in that situation, I would be able to do it.
Tony Nye of OSU Extension says that Annie's Project helps women manage that struggle.
Too many times farmers and farm families think about what needs to be done today, what needs to be done tomorrow. Okay, if a husband and wife are farming and there are no other members to the family and the farm structure, if he gets hurt in an accident or gets sick, who's going to be able to take care of those things?
Several of my friends had big life events that had happened. Someone significant in their family passed away. There was a restructuring of the farm. She was the only person left in the farm, and she was overwhelmed with all of the decisions and all of the working parts that happened within that farm, that it was an opportunity, one, to share that and then learn from their peers how to make it work and to make them feel good about themselves.
Annie's Project is gaining popularity as more people hear about the program.
Well, we went from like 6 or 8 in the first year we did it to we having 16 this year. And we want to build upon it, that camaraderie that comes with the program.
I think it was important to have that anti-project experience because you really got the opportunity to see people at different stages of their life and to touch base with each other, even months down the road, just check in and say, how's it going? You and your sons, or you and your daughter, how's it going with that project that you decided to take on to help sustain your farm? And so those opportunities are priceless.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Clinton County.
You can find links and more information about Annie's project at our website, wyso.org. County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.